Philadelphia's oldest Polish church, founded in 1882, is closed and could soon face the wrecking ball. A group of former parishioners and other community activists are trying to save the building, and their protest effort is gaining momentum. Bobby Allen of member station WHYY reports.
Kate Gaber sits on a yellow school bus on its way to City Hall. She's with 30 other people just like her, Philadelphia residents who spent their whole lives going to St. Laurentius.
This is heartbreaking because of the community. It's not just a church, it's a community and friends and, you know, families that grew up together and everything, and that we don't have that anymore.
Gaber and the others on the bus are wearing white T-shirts with Save St. Laurentius written in bold red letters to grab the attention of city officials. But ever since the Archdiocese of Philadelphia closed St. Laurentius last year and told parishioners to attend the mostly Irish church just down the street, the question has been asked, what to do with the empty church from the 1880s? Critics say the church is looking to make money. The Archdiocese argues it's dilapidated and not worth saving.
There's no financial gain to be had by the Archdiocese of Philadelphia as an entity if this church building were to be demolished.
Spokesman Ken Gavin says the Archdiocese is operating under a nearly $5 million annual deficit and can't afford to maintain the old property. Tearing the building down will be cheaper than repairing. And there's another element.
You've got the health and safety issue with the building that may fall down without warning, or portions may fall down without warning. And then you have to figure out how the parish is going to be sustainable.
They're now trying to sell the land, but the movement against redevelopment might halt the process. The historically Polish Fishtown neighborhood has become one of the trendiest sections of Philadelphia. Most with Polish roots have relocated, and many Polish businesses are long gone. Retired Temple University anthropologist Judith Good says to the parishioners, saving the church is no longer about preserving the Polish ethnic community.
It's about retaining an older way of life when they were respected and where they didn't feel that their position in society was so tenuous.
Some newcomers to Fishtown have found common cause with the former parishioners, resisting the archdiocese.
You got this immigrant community, and they built this beautiful church. The effort and the money that went into that, you know, is such a testament to what that community was and what it thought of itself. And it still is such a beautiful building. You know, you can't rebuild 133-year-old buildings.
William Ellerby and his wife, both young attorneys, recently bought a home near the church and want it to stay out of respect to history. The building's soaring copper spires, green from decades in the elements, are some of the most visible symbols of Fishtown. Aaron Wunsch, architectural history professor at the University of Pennsylvania, says the church is central to the city's Polish community.
This building was really built as a kind of a showpiece or a bulwark, announcing that they had come, and not only come, but done well enough to build something like this.
Over the past 5 years, church officials have closed nearly 50 parishes across the city. Wunsch says the diocese won most of the battles over what to do with the vacated properties. But community activists are hoping this time will be different.
This is not a building without a group that wants to occupy it. This is a building with a group that passionately wants to reoccupy it.
The city's historical commission will decide next week whether to protect it from demolition. Supporters are still trying to find another use for the building. They've raised $500,000 in pledges, but they need seven times that to completely restore the church. For NPR News, I'm Bobby Allen in Philadelphia.